This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Thursdays, we visit with Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Good morning, Wendy. Trust you're well.
Good morning, Brad. I am. Thank you. I hope you are too.
Yes, I am. And just to let our listeners know, in case they're saying, we wanted to check out part one of our conversation around mold and the dangers of mold. We had a bit of a technical issue with our provider of our podcasting platform. All of the wrinkles were ironed out, and that is up now. So you can definitely go and check that out as we follow up with part two that's coming your way right now. Wendy, we were chatting about the dangers of mold and how it can affect our health in several ways and the severity of that impact depending on the type of mold that it is. Today, we're chatting around chronic exposure risks. Would you share that with us this morning?
Yes. So if we are exposed to mold for a prolonged period of time, or we're in damp environments for a long period of time, it can contribute to a chronic inflammatory response system in the body. And obviously, this is in sensitive individuals. It doesn't happen to everybody. And it can also worsen pre-existing chronic illnesses. So if people struggle with respiratory symptoms like asthma or breathing difficulties or any other autoimmune conditions, it can certainly exacerbate those symptoms.
So let's chat around the management of mold and how to prevent it, I guess, in the first place. Because from my own experiences years ago, trying to clean it feels like you're fighting a losing battle. Just as much as you think you're cleaning it, you're not getting everything. And I know we'll touch on that in a moment. So what are some of the ways that we can just prevent getting mold somewhere in the first place?
So the first thing we have to look at doing is keeping the humidity below 50%. When there's a lot of humidity or a lot of dampness coming in, you know, in the winter months, we tend to close up the windows and everything. We don't have as much ventilation in the home. And then condensation accumulates on the inside of your windows. That creates humidity and damp. So we want to be able to eliminate that. If there are any water leaks or water damage or anything like that, we need to fix them as soon as possible, because the minute you've got a drip or a leak, that's where mold is going to start accumulating. We want to improve ventilation. So as I said earlier, kitchens, bathrooms, those kind of things, laundry areas, we want to keep those areas open. If we have ensuite bathrooms, those are important as well, to make sure that there's adequate ventilation, because that the damp from the bathroom is obviously coming into the room as well. We can use things like HEPA filters if there is a very big infestation of mold. And then we need to be safe when we remove the mold that we can see. So we can clean off those small areas, but we do need to protect ourselves, because remember, as soon as you start activating the mold, or start cleaning the mold, you're activating the mold spores, and then you're going to breathe those in. So having either it done properly by a mold remediation company, but small areas, making sure that you're well protected when you are doing the cleaning.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You just want to start getting stuck right into it, but you're going to be moving those spores around. And if you're not protected, well, that's going to start causing probably even worse problems than you had when you weren't touching it. So I went to have a look in just a regular supermarket to see what's available. And there's certainly quite a range of products. And they do seem to all be quite bleach-based, with exception of one that uses probiotics, which I found quite fascinating. But what is the best way to clean it if it's a small enough area and we want to have a go ourselves?
Well, I think, you know, we shouldn't be fooled into thinking that bleach is the answer to removing the mold, because it can be effective on hard surfaces or non-porous surfaces. But as soon as there's a porous surface like a ceiling or a wooden cornice or something like that, the mold spores actually get in there, and you can't get that out with bleach. And so it's only working on the surface. Obviously, it's quite anything that we're using to clean mold, we have to watch out for the chemical as well, because we're inhaling that while we're cleaning it. And we want to make sure that we can get to what they call the hyphae, which is the roots inside the drywalling or the ceiling boards or the wooden surfaces, fabrics as well, because you think about curtaining and stuff like that, mold accumulates there too. So bleach is not necessarily going to get to all of those things. It also doesn't remove those spores fully, and so it's inactivating surface spores, but the dead spores can also still trigger an allergic inflammatory reaction. So that we have to think about.
So is there something that we could use, that we could make up ourselves, that we could use? I know that many people will say, yeah, getting a company in to do it, well, that's next level expensive. And what happens if it's just a small area? What can I do that's going to be useful?
Well, the most useful and probably the best option would then to be used vinegar or hydrogen peroxide can be quite helpful as well. That can penetrate a little bit better into those porous materials, and there's slightly less harmful fumes coming off of those.
So now we actually need to look, because you can find it even if you go into your ceiling where nobody's often hanging out, unless there's a repair that needs to be done. But there could be a dripping from a geyser tray, or there could be a slight leak in between a roof tile somewhere, and that's just enough to get some mold growing. But if it's inside the ceiling, I suppose we should check it out. But how is that reaching us? Yeah, unless it's right there in front of our faces. I mean, is it, if it's hidden away somewhere, is it still worth chasing after?
It could still be worth chasing after because sometimes damp or mold is like behind the tiles, or it's, in the kitchen behind the basin somewhere, and sometimes it's in cupboards. And if there's, and sometimes it's, you can smell it, sometimes you can't. So it depends on the severity of how much mold there is. But the minute you can smell mold somewhere, there is mold, but we can't all always smell it. So that's important to know as well. But it can have an impact on our health. So even if we're unsure, it is often better to check. Usually you will see visible signs coming through, or you'll have that pungent smell, but sometimes not. So I think it is just about checking, making sure. I know it is very expensive to have these mold remediation companies come out and check, but if there's been any water damage anywhere, maybe just checking the state of the geyser tray, is that perhaps overflowing? Checking roofs regularly to make sure that there's no leaks coming in, and that's the best way. And then making sure that the home is well ventilated, even your office space needs to be well ventilated. Mold can often be in air conditioning units as well, so making sure that those air conditioning units are serviced well, so that you're not circulating more through the air, because that's where the mold spores are also active. So they're microscopic. We don't always see them. But if we have any of these upper respiratory symptoms, or it seems to be getting worse, any of the other allergic reactions that we spoke about last time,
Yes.
then definitely investigate mold a little bit more fully.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that as a final thought here, Wendy, but thanks for grabbing onto that. Is sometimes we just can't figure out why we can't get over things. We think, why do I just keep feeling this? Was asthma, or this wheezing chest, or these itchy eyes, or this nasal congestion, or this continual sneezing, or allergic reactions? We realize, okay, this isn't a cold or flu, but what's going on? It just never seems to end. It's worthwhile checking out, because you never know what you could find. It could be that solution that you overlooked to eventually bring about relief.
Absolutely. And we've spoken, I don't know if we mentioned it in this series, but we have spoken before about sick building syndrome.
Yeah.
And that's exactly that. If you have these consistent symptoms, you wake up brain fog, and especially if you go somewhere else and you feel better, that's generally an indication that there's something wrong in the environment that you are spending most of your time in.
That's the voice of Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Wendy, thank you. You really do chat about the most fascinating things. We're learning something, and maybe this could be the answer to why someone else just can't seem to figure something out. Have a look around, and if you have to get someone in to sort it out, then do so. Our health is worth that. Wendy, thank you always for your time. Have yourself a really great Thursday. Till we connect again.
Thanks, Brad. You too. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.